Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In last night's Taraweeh, we recited a very simple verse: Inna Allaha huwa ar-Razzaqu dhul quwwati al-Mateen. It simply means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole provider. He is the one who has absolute power, and He is the one who has most vigor and strength. All strength belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has all power, absolute power, and He is the sole provider. Allah does not require any assistance from any of His makhluk to provide any of His makhluk. He provides Himself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for all His makhluk. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah has taken it upon Himself to feed every single creature of His. Musa alayhi salatu salam once, out of curiosity, asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it that He provides for every creature? So Allah ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salatu salam that take your asa and knock it on a rock. So he does so, and then it splits. He finds another rock. Again he takes the asa, he knocks the second rock. When this rock breaks, he finds a tiny little worm feeding on a fresh green leaf, and he overhears this ant or this worm saying, Subhana may yarani, praise be, glory be to the one who is watching me. Wayarifu makani, and the one who knows my address, my place where I live. Wayarzuquni, and who feeds me also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the billions of His makhluk, the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the animals in the jungle, insan, jinnat. So Allah is a sole provider. Rozi comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not insan who brings his own rozi. Insan works and he uses the asbab, the musabbib, the provider, the sole provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not our skill, our profession, our knowledge, our know-how that brings about our rozi. Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with so much of wealth that he required a whole group of people just to carry his keys, just the keys of his treasures. He required a whole group of people to do so. So Allah had blessed him plenty. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alim. وَآتِنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةُ لِلْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قُومُ لَا تَفْرَحْ. He was arrogant, and he used to say, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. All this khazana, these treasures, this wealth that I have, it is because of my own knowledge. So he rejected the fact that Allah was a provider. So again, the sole provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah has created a system, a nizam, for you and I to acquire that wealth. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was going past a field. He saw some farmers sitting there. He asked him, what are you all doing? He said, we are having tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, what do you mean? He said, no, we are sitting here and Allah is going to provide for us. He says, that is not tawakkul. You go to sow the seed, plant the seed, water, irrigate the crops, wait for it, and then you have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will bring out the crops. Your job is to make an effort. At least you got to put the seed in the ground, water the area, and then after you make tawakkul, Allah decides how much of crop to give you, when to give you, etc. So no person can just sit back and say, I'm making tawakkul, Allah is Razzaq, Dhul Quwwatin Mateen, He'll provide. Yes, Allah can provide that. But He has a system, He has a nizam. Therefore, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, طَلَبُ كَسْبِ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيدَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيدَةِ. After the other faraid of deen, it is compulsory for a person to go out and acquire halal rozi, halal earnings. Once Rasulullah SAW saw a person begging. He asked him, why are you begging? He said, I've got no money. Rasulullah SAW said, you're a young, healthy man. So he gives him an axe. He tells him, go and you go chop some wood, come back and sell this wood and make some rozi for yourself. Therefore, Rasulullah has also mentioned that a man who goes out into the forest, chops off some wood, and he carries his bundle on his back, it is better for him than going out and begging from people. Some person might give him, somebody might reject him. Even Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was a najjar, a carpenter. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, kana ya'kulu min amali yadihi. He would work, earn some halal rosy. This was his job, besides being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we earn, the first thing, we have to go out and acquire our rosy. And the second thing is acquiring halal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the description of a person who undertook a very tedious, very long journey. Disheveled hair, dust on his clothing, he's all tired. And then he raises his hands and he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's crying. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَلْبَسُهُ haram. His clothing he has acquired from haram sources. وَمَطْعَمُهُ haram, وَمَشْرَبُهُ haram, وَمَرْكَبُهُ haram. His food is from haram. His conveyance, transport was also from haram means. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then answer his dua? So we understand that a person's dua is rejected because of haram earnings. Haram earnings even have an effect on our a'mal. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا. Addressing the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. And of course the message is not only for them, for us. O messengers, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Eat wholesome halal food. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. And thereafter do good deeds. Ulama derive from this that good deeds are produced on account of halal that has been put into the body. So a body that has been nourished with haram will produce a good effect and good amal. Therefore, when a person is persisting in guna, one of the things he should check is his earnings. Are they from a halal or haram source? The time will come, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person will not worry. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come over people. This is a sign of Qiyamah, one of the minor signs of Qiyamah, that people will not be concerned as to how they acquire their wealth. أَمْ مِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Whether it is from halal or haram. It is mentioned in hadith that one dirham, which is acquired by means of interest, it is worse than committing zina 36 times. Now we know zina is such a terrible guna. When a person commits zina, his iman is removed from his heart. It hovers, it is suspended above him until he completes that act. Then after that, the iman comes back. Here it is worse than committing zina, not once, 36 times. When we deal, when we buy, we sell, it is incumbent upon us, as traders, businessmen, whatever occupation we are doing, we should be honest, truthful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, At-tajiru as-saduqul amin. That tajir, that trader who is honest, he is trustworthy, he does not cheat, he does not deceive people, he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with ma'an nabiyyin, with anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, with siddiqeen, with shuhada, with the siddiqeen, with the shuhada, with the martyrs. So if a person earns halal according to the rules of shariat, he makes an effort, he does not cheat any person, he does not deceive any person, Allah will definitely give him his rosy. And Allah will give him barakat in his rosy. He will produce good a'mal. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him with Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Siddiqeen and Shuhada. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going past the market and he saw a heap of some grain. So he happened to thrust his hand into that heap of corn or grain. And he found that some part of this grain, the bottom part, was moist, it was wet. In other words, it was of an inferior quality, it was defected. He asked the Sahabi, why is this? It should have been on the top, so that the buyer, when he sees that this has been defected, and he'll know. Now you hid it under the good one, and he, the poor innocent person, will come by, he'll buy so many kilograms, and the one which was defected will be put in with the one which is good. Rasulullah, so the Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, it rained last night. He said, yes, even though it rained, but it was defected, you should have put it on top and shown the customer, the buyer, that this is the problem, it is defected. And thereafter, Rasulullah explained to him and said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَسْجَنَا. And this is a lesson for us today. He who cheats, who deceives us, he is not of us. In other words, he's got nothing to do with me, he does not belong to me. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to earn halal and go out and make a sacrifice and not beg from people. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person who does not earn halal rozi, but he decides and he opts to just stand in the street corner and just beg from people all the time, and he persists in begging all the time. This is, he makes it an occupation. All the time he keeps on begging. Then on the day of Qiyamah, he will come in such a condition that the flesh, the meat of his face will disappear. He'll only have bones left, like a skeleton. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to acquire halal and have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us to use the earnings that we have in a good way and produce a'mali salihah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.